Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, May 1st, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, one of the biggest days of the year for all of Broadway, nominations for the 78th Annual Tony Awards were announced this morning by Sarah Paulson and Wendell Pierce. Leading the nominated shows with 10 nods apiece are the new musicals Buena Vista Social Club, Death Becomes Her, and Maybe Happy Ending. All three of them were nominated for Best Musical, alongside Dead Outlaw and Operation Mincemeat. Among plays, John Proctor is the Villain and The Hills of California received 7 nominations apiece. Joining the two of them in the Best Play category are O Mary, English, and Purpose. The nominees for Best Revival of a Musical are Gypsy, Sunset Boulevard, Pirates, The Penzance Musical, and Floyd Collins. And up for Best Revival of a Play are Eureka Day, Romeo and Juliet, Our Town, and Yellow Face. For a full list of nominations, visit TonyAwards.com. Winners will be revealed on June 8th when the Tony Awards are held at Radio City Music Hall. There were many fascinating statistics to come out of today's nominations. 13 out of the 42 eligible shows this season were completely shut out. 7 others received just a single nomination. Both the categories of Best Leading Actor in a Musical and Best Leading Actor in a Play included more than the typical 5 nominees because of close voting races. For her performance in Gypsy, Audra McDonald received her 11th career Tony nomination, which now makes her the most nominated performer of any gender in Tony history. Daniel Day-Kim, nominated for his performance in Yellow Face, became the very first AAPI-identifying actor nominated for Best Leading Actor in a Play. For the first time in 5 years, each individual up for Best Featured Actress in a Musical is a first-time nominee, and 43% of this year's acting nominees in total identify as people of color. And finally today, in the midst of all this Tony hoopla, Othello, which was one of those 13 shows to be shut out of the nominations, erased the sting a little bit by announcing it had recouped their initial investment. This should come as no surprise to anyone, as the hit revival starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Denzel Washington has consistently been one of the top-grossing shows on Broadway since it began previews late in the winter, shattering several records in the process. The average ticket price for the show routinely surpasses $300 week after week, with some top ticket prices going for over $900. Othello, lead produced by Brian Anthony Moreland, runs through June 8th at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.